The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Dr. Jonathan D. Lawrence. A few years ago, I heard a Jewish colleague say that of all the Torah's commandments, peace and justice are the only two things that are to be pursued, because they are the hardest to achieve. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Appears in the midst of a litany of promises of care and protection for God's people. At first glance, some of these promises might suggest that those who follow God will never suffer. But if that were the case, why would the psalmist need to say in verse 18, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit"? Many people have held on to their faith despite their suffering, remembering the promise of verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. What might it look like for God's people to seek peace and pursue it in the face of suffering? This last year, my neighbors in Buffalo have dealt with a racially motivated massacre and a year-end blizzard in which many people lost their lives and many others were left shivering in homes without heat or power. Our religious leaders of many faiths struggled to meet people's basic needs and educate people about the injustices underlying the crises facing the community, even while nursing their own and others' broken hearts. It is indeed hard to achieve, but pursuing peace can transform the world. Let us pray. This Lenten season, may we take refuge in God, listen to others' cries for help, comfort the brokenhearted, depart from evil, seek peace, and pursue it. Amen.